Hey, this is Eden Burns. I'm here at BFM talking about my new album and the Make Believers.
Earlier this year, we caught up when you released Volume 10 in the Big Beat Manifesto series. Where is your head at with that collection of EPs, and what made you feel like an album was the next step for you?
I feel really good about the series. I feel like it's definitely, you know, it was time to do something different. To, you know, I didn't want to get stuck in the, you know, being a club producer. I mean, I tried to do that with the series, making sure I had like weird ambient songs or, you know, curveball stuff. So, you know, to try not be like a tech house guy or something. But yeah, it was definitely time to do an album. A lot of those songs were like, you know, some are as old as 5-6 years, and then some as young as like 6 months. But yeah, feel good about the BBM stuff, but yeah, it was definitely time to do an album. Definitely something I always wanted to do. I think something I just always did anyways. So the first two releases, as Eden Burns, you know, the first one was that the Cat one, which wasn't necessarily dance music, which is more like a conceptual arty thing, I hate to say that, but that was kind of what I wanted to do from the get-go. So these like projects that could also be dance music. So did that one called Cully as well, which is all just like noise music, I guess. But the BBM thing, that took off kind of, I was like, oh, I'm going to make these fun dance songs. And that kind of got way bigger than I expected. And then that sort of got kind of stuck in that loop for a bit.
How far back do these tracks go? You know, what's your earliest memory here?
Even sort of during like lockdown times. So yeah, some of those songs were made sort of right as the Eden Burns project was starting. I think a few of them were made with the idea that I was going to get vocalists on it. Been kind of just these little jams over the years. And then once those started, you know, sounding more complete, then started sending them out to vocalists and stuff, and the label was had a few ideas, but just nothing ever happened. So then that's like, and then like another 2 years after that, we're just like, bugger it, just gotta put it out as is. And it's kind of cool, and it kind of fits with the Make Believers thing, so it's like this Make Believe album that didn't end up happening. So it's just like jams, yeah, my Make Believe band maybe. Never really think too much into it, and I like if it, whenever I try, like, oh, I'm gonna make a sad song or something, it just goes terribly. So I kind of just do it, and then I'll figure out what the song's about after it's made, sort of thing. Yeah, I think a lot of people like that, like just sitting there not trying at all. Like, yeah, that's what happens to me a lot of the time. Just when I'm like goofing around, sitting on the couch or whatever, and then something sounds good, and then I'll go finish that. The first track's actually one of the oldest. That was probably made like around lockdown time. Once you've listened to all of them so much, or, you know, the more recent ones that I've just made, they, you know, you end up, you know, having a period where you don't like them at all. So they tended to get to the bottom of the list. All the songs, I mean, the ones that get released, they always come like relatively easy, but it's just the, just making music, and then maybe one out of that 20 songs I've started might be a goodie. But yeah, I think the good ones just naturally come easy anyways. this and then some of the more sort of indie rocky sounding ones, definitely there's like a lot of influence from, I guess, indie rocky music. Just those sort of bands, The Cure, that have sort of, the melodies are kind of like not happy or sad, they're like a bit cute and stuff. But yeah, I guess I was trying to make just like digital rock music, maybe. One's pretty recent, actually. That one was made in Melbourne. That song actually is quite heavily inspired, maybe almost copied a little bit by a Teddy Bears song. But yeah, I think that song in particular, I was like, I heard this song and I was like, oh, I want to make something like that, which that happens a lot.
You make me feel so good. You make me feel so good.
On Discogs, I just try to find like weird spoken word things. There's like a lot of compilations of, I guess, like people from like New York back in the day, and they do these very weird spoken word compilations, and some of them could be like, I don't know, someone playing the recorder for 30 seconds or someone doing a poem or just weird sounds and stuff. But I found heaps of those, and there's like, yeah, so I've sampled them to death. Yeah.
Thank you.
don't know. I think that just started as I was using this like Roland JV-1080. It's like a big, it looks like a old VHS player or something. And it's just got heaps of like kind of 90s, I think 90s ambient sounds. Like would have been used by people like Orbital and... But yeah, a friend was letting me borrow that. So I was just like fiddling around with sounds and sort of just jamming on the keyboard. And then that just came together just pretty naturally. But yeah, probably out of 20 other songs that I was sort of jamming away on, that was the one. Love like old bad keyboards. In Melbourne there's a really good music shop. It's like a consignment store for synths. So if there's something like cheap in there, I'll get that. But yeah, I like to just get one thing and then kinda master it and then yeah, get rid of it. The Relaxed Man, that's probably one of my favourites. And my girlfriend actually, she said like it's like it sounds like it's anxiety inducing. It's a bit over the top and it's not very relaxed. But that was the idea of like this sort of loopy meditative thing, but then just goes, you know, kind of a bit crazy. But yeah, that was my favourite song off it because it also you could kind of like play it. A DJ it. But yeah, the vocals from one of those compilation arty things that I found.
A little knowledge can go a long way. A lot of officials are crackpots. A man can't know his life. A lot just by itself. A positive attitude makes all the difference in the world. A relaxed man is not necessarily a better man. A sense of timing is not. A sincere effort is all you can ask. A single event can have infinitely many interpretations. A man can't know what it's like to be a mother. means a lot just by itself. A positive attitude makes all the difference in the world. A relaxed man is not necessarily a better man. A sense of timing is the mark of genius. A sincere effort is all you can ask. A single event can have infinitely many interpretations. A little knowledge can go a long way. A lot of officials are crackpots. A man can't know what it's like to be a mother. A name means a lot just by itself. A positive attitude makes all the difference in the world. A relaxed man is not necessarily a better man. Effort is all you can ask. A single event can have infinitely many interpretations.
Goodbye.
So that is with my friend Dan, DC Maxwell. So he came around one afternoon, just having a jam, and then he mic'd up his acoustic guitar, just those strummy things. And there was, I think there was more vocals. It was going to be more of a sort of song, but then we just stripped. There's just like a, I think it happens once or twice in the song. It's just a little vocal thing that I've really messed with. Yeah, that's what he did. Yeah. So I was taking videos of my dog, and I was like, oh, this will be a fun exercise to, like, get all these videos. And then I was like, I'm going to make, like, a little compilation video of him and then write a song to it. Just as, like, yeah, I was just bored one day. I wasn't feeling very inspired. So I was like, okay, yeah, this would be a good exercise to get things going. And it did. Yeah, so that's how I made it. And originally it was just kind of like, I made the video, I was like, oh, that's funny. And then the song, I was like, oh, yeah, actually, I should put this out. And then, yeah. Just the whole package is a good idea of, I think, yeah, it shows off, instead of just, you know, just one individual song, yeah, I think the whole package is a good example of, like, what I'm about. I think, yeah, in future, I don't know, I'm still, you know, gonna do the dance music thing. But yeah, I like the idea of doing more of these, you know, project type things, and maybe do some more weird, noisy stuff. I don't know, I've got a lot of ideas, but, like, most of them probably won't happen. But it would be cool to do, yeah, maybe get some sort of live performance together, or some more soundy, noisy things with visuals. Or just... yeah, it's going to be interesting. Totally Wired with Hunter. Hey, this is Eden Burns. You're listening to Totally Wired with Hunter on 95 BFM. Is that so good?